Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Prodigal son returns. Back
again?
From Indianapolis, right?
Guess who's back? Back again.
Is that where you were?
Pale guy's back.
He came back weird.
I know.
Dude,
what happened?
Yeah. Go back.
You're in a hotel yourself for 4 days.
Yes. Yes. So, like,
is that what you did while you were in
there? Yeah, I sat there and sang Eminem songs
back,
to myself.
Back in the
mirror. Yeah, chase on.
Baseball coach.
That's why I got the haircut, because when you look in the mirror, you just like old Slim Shady, except I'm more like Chunk Slate Shady.
Oh, wow.
Just
not quite
to release
slim.
Some of the pressure we had him on our show
for
a little bit
to
get some
good.
Of the words out.
Good.
Thank you.
So, like, when you're doing these out-of-town tournaments, it's the game stuff is so much fun, because a lot of teams, everybody's good, there's action at the field, but this one setup was like one game a day. And then it's just, what are you going to do? So I brought my Xbox, and I played video games in the hotel room, and then I sang Eminem songs in the mirror.
Jeez.
I learned how to rap.
There aren't orphans there, but like, did pretty much every parent show up?
Oh, no, they all do.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes, in this case, like on these, we used to do trips where we'd all go on a bus and it would just be the coaches and the players. And
yeah.
It's gotten so expensive since COVID. It just doesn't make sense to do it
because
it used to save families money to do that rather than have them go and take time off of work. And
it's a lot of responsibility on the coach, though.
That is. Yeah. Those are not that much fun for the coaches. You're always doing room checks and making sure nobody broke anything.
Probably doing a lot less rapping.
A lot less. Yeah. A lot less. Because you got to make sure the kids are. You know,
but then if they get in trouble, you can like get through to them with a rap.
Yeah, right? That's true. That's true.
You can spit some rhymes at them.
Oh, dude, I got to tell you. I mean, like, I don't remember what year it was, but a couple of those trips. I mean, I'm not even kidding you. These kids would sit in the bus and have rap battles in the back of the bus and be like, oh, my God, they're the worst thing ever.
I bet they were really good at it.
Oh, yeah. They were fire. They were spitting fire.
Oh, Kevin.
It was great.
Hello, fellow kids.
Yeah.
Skibbity-dee.
Yeah.
No, skibbity-toilet. Skibbity-toilet.
Skibbity-toilet.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, unlike the family vacation where I was around my family, this one, I mean, like, a lot of the time it's just me.
You really are jacked up.
I'm always jacked up when I first come back.
Is it us? Have we lost our wheeler
It's legs? Probably a little bit of that.
Okay.
But it's also like, there's a lot of energy
I mean, we
there.
Had Andrew, so,
yeah,
you know, you think that would... Help a little bit.
But you're used to two of us.
True. I'm not blaming myself for whatever's going on with Kevin. I don't think I lost my Kevin legs.
Yeah. No.
I think it's like coming back from injury.
You're a little fired up.
In the minor, well, no, for us.
You're right.
You can practice in the minor leagues, but it's not until you get a 100-mile-an-hour pitch from a big leaguer.
No, we're not used to it.
We're not used to it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I am very sore today from playing golf. Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
Depends on what's sore.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
I think it was from the movement.
Yes, the movement.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a
so much more movement than
no
my couch.
No. Yeah.
Is it much different than raking?
It's pretty close. Yeah.
But I bet you don't rake for 3 hours.
A lot of wrist. This was kind of interesting. So we played out at Widmore. Hey to Brian. Thanks for setting us up for everything. Anyone who wants to belong to a country club without all the attitude, Widmore is really, really cool. And so Nick and I hadn't played in like, I don't know, 5-6 years. And he brought his friend Ray along. And Ray's very tall, which means he's probably going to be good at golf. And we were both kind of dreading this, right? And so we're getting ready to tee off, and I'm the kind of person, like, I just want to get it over with. I'll go first. You can make fun of me. I don't care. And did pretty well. And then Nick gets up, and I'm like, it's no big deal. What's the big deal, right? And the air show was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I swear to God, it's true. As soon as I said that, low and slow came the B2 stealth bomber.
Oh,
right,
man, those
down
are cool.
The fairway. And I'm like, no pressure, no big deal. It's not like a moment. Nothing's happening here out of the ordinary.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Blue angels all over the place.
Nice. That's so cool. The baseball facility in Chesterfield is right across the highway from Spirit of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a tournament a couple years ago while the air show was going
on.
Pretty
tough to pay attention.
It was, man. It was so cool.
What is it?
Amazing.
And loud.
That's what, is it called CCA still? Where the baseball
Chesterfield Athletic Association, CAA.
Yeah. Okay. Because I used to umpire out there. And it's the facility right next to it that's overgrown. With you can kind of see the remnants of baseball fields and a concession stand. I used to work out there a lot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Were you as an ump?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I think you know what I mean.
Pretty awesome.
Why, he'd be like, dingus. You're out, dingus.
Right.
I wasn't saying you're out, dingus. That's
you're
not acceptable.
You're the worst.
Not acceptable.
Or one of the batters like pushes back and goes, that was good. And you just roll your eyes and go, oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually,
that's more what I was.
I did. Like, right, right. Yeah, kid. Sure it is.
Like, nice hit for big, fat person.
Chris umpiring.
As James Gum.
Wait a minute. You said there were two outs already.
Oh, wait.
That's what I did.
Just keep finding reasons to do it.
Well, speaking of the air show, I had a...
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm thinking of Buffalo Bill because we're talking. And I just the moment of glee in his face in that moment when he thinks he recognizes who Mrs. Lippman is. Oh, wait, great big fat person. Like, he's so excited. It's like, yeah, I know that fat lady.
I got to watch that movie again.
He interrupted Amy just to
while.
Put a tag on it, you know? Like, wait a second.
Oh, wait, yeah. Big fat person.
Okay.
This is more like our parents are gone.
Yeah.
And we're downstairs drinking raspberry soda.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like a radio show. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. You talked about how loud the planes were. So I had a friend who is a pilot, so he had gone for the practice, and he said, watch out for the sneak attack. You'll know it when it happens. I had no idea. I was like, okay, but I kind of forgot because he texted me a couple days before. So what I did my thing is I like go for a run, and so I park far away from the crowd, and then I just run and find a spot that would be a good viewing for the air show without having to deal with the traffic or whatever. And so I'm about halfway through the air show, and I'm next to a building, so I can't really see behind me, and one of the Blue Angels does an extra low flyby, but with the jets on, like the fire is coming out of it. I'm telling you, my left eardrum still feels like I'm underwater.
Yeah. Those are called afterburners.
When is that gonna go away? Like, it was so loud, and there were great flybys all the time, but this one with the afterburners on and it being so low, and I was like in the middle of a field that I was like, okay, that was the sneak attack you were talking about. But I can still feel, my left eardrum feels like I'm underwater.
Have you thought about what happens if it doesn't come back?
Yeah, I think I will have to...
Sue the Blue Angels.
Sue the Blue Angels.
There you go.
We're like the Sue
That'll
Angels,
be popular.
Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll definitely win the battle of public opinion.
I'm behind
Sue
you.
Sue the Navy.
It's not weird, but it is kind of weird. Like, here we are in the golf course having a great time with my son, and here comes the stealth bomber. And I mean, we got to see it probably better than the air show because it was really low and it was making a big turn, and it was just so cool. But then and look, I'm not a dove militarily. I'm probably more of a hawk. I mean, sometimes bombs need dropping. They just do. But you're seeing this thing and you're like, wow, air show. And then you're like, that thing exists. So it can sneak up on people and drop bombs where they know it's coming and kill them so we can win.
Yep.
It's just kind of weird. You know, I mean, like, I own guns. Those are for shooting things. But it's just weird when you see something and it's like a carnival ride. Then you're like, oh, wait a second.
Yeah. And for us, those things don't drop here.
Right. You put yourself in that position. Right. Like, what if instead of a beautiful golf course at a country club, I was in a foxhole and that thing came over the horizon?
It's all of it's distant. The death part of it is distant to us.
Oh, yeah.
But I just think, like, I would rather it be America with military might than North Korea.
It's definitely good to have the big brother with the big muscles on your side.
Yeah. I felt like America. Like, I was dorking out. It's so cool. And I just felt like my heart was swelling with patriotic pride. And I'm like, I'm so glad it's us, America. And I don't know. I love it so much. And it does make me realize, like, that, you do have to fight to protect your freedom. And I'm just grateful that if somebody's going to have military might, it's a safer world when the United States is strong.
Was it worth losing your hearing?
What? sorry, I can't hear you over all this freedom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was worth it, for sure. But I keep doing, like, trying to pop, like,
Yeah, it's not going to pop. That's just gone. It's called hearing loss.
It hurt. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
From a F-18 with afterburners.
It'll come back. It comes back after all my concerts, so we'll be all right.
This guy would
You know what happens to you? We'll see. She'll know because if it's only one ear.
It's only one ear. It's my left
she'll
ear.
Have the one ear to compare to the other one for the rest of her life. You, both of your ears are going because of all the music.
Oh, but everything still sounds the same as it always did.
Your headphones are super loud. Than that plane.
Yeah, but they're only loud now. Like, as soon as that, like, I don't wear them during the breaks. I have to have it loud so that I don't try to talk louder. I hurt my voice that way.
Yeah.
That's why the headphones are loud, because if it's loud in here.
You can talk louder?
Oh, my God, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to know, part of me doesn't.
You don't?
Wait, did loud headphones make you talk louder?
No, you're hearing it loud here, so you don't feel like you need to raise your voice. When I don't hear that, I raise the voice artificially.
That's because your hearing is bad.
No, hearing's fine.
Well, clearly not.
No, it is.
If you needed to be that loud so you can hear yourself, your hearing is bad.
You guys should go see Colleen Bosler, and you could all take tests and see how bad his hearing is.
That's right.
I guarantee it's fine. Unless I'm reading something, and then nobody will ever be able to get my attention.
What?
What?
Oh, you don't do that?
Oh, like you're engrossed.
Like if I'm reading something and my wife is talking to me, I don't hear it. I don't even hear it. And then she gets mad at me.
For a guy who talks like incessantly for like 4 or 5 hours, you shoot down every question and scenario so quickly. It's amazing that you
there's a lot more to get to.
122 DGS on KMOX. Had to get a rental car today. Here's how my morning went. You're just living your life, doing your thing. And next thing you know, you are riding in a giant tow truck with a large Hispanic man who's singing Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls by TLC. That's what I did this morning.
Yes.
Remember when we took my top down on the Jeep and then it rained over the weekend? I put it up by myself, half-assed it, it leaked, and it shorted out some sort of a system.
Oh.
So I took it to our buddy Greg Damon. It sparks, so they'll take good care of that. But it's just you don't expect that on a Monday. Beautiful Monday. 65 degrees, beep, beep, beep. This guy's backing up and putting my Jeep on. And then I rode with him, and we're not talking. You know, it's so it's awkward. It's like riding with your dad. And this is how my anxiety can manifest itself. I can see my Jeep with the rearview mirror, and I was convinced that he had hooked it up incorrectly, and it was just going to go flying off. And then I have to talk myself off the ledge and be like, he seems like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he did it pretty well, so it's probably going to be okay. But every bump we hit, I'm like, there it goes.
Yeah.
There goes the Jeep.
Car's gone. I've only had that once where I had to ride in a tow truck. Like, you know, we were on a road trip. My kid was probably, I don't know, she's probably 7 or 8. We're on a road trip, and the car broke down in Kentucky somewhere. So we called the tow truck, and the guy's like, we can take you. You can stay the night at the hotel. We'll get your car fixed tomorrow morning. You know, it wasn't a really big thing, but it just wouldn't run. And the guy picks us up on his shirt. He's got, you know, the work shirt. His name is Skeeter.
Yes.
Perfect.
And it was the best. Skeeter was nice, man. He was easy to talk to, super friendly. But Skeeter picked us up in the tow truck.
Like
I imagine every Skeeter is probably a good guy.
Probably.
Yeah.
I would think.
Probably.
It's a little too on the nose if they're not.
Right.
Right.
Remember how tow trucks used to have all the chains and whatever?
Oh,
and
they'd
have
to
they're so good now. They can roll. They could take your car away from you in like 5 seconds.
This one had the chains and the hooks.
It did?
This one must have been old school. That's what worried me, because I was like, it's only holding it from going backwards. So when you stop, it's just going
to
kill.
I don't think that I've seen one. They all seem to have the one where you go in and the it just grabs the tires and they go.
No.
Like people having their cars repossessed.
Yeah.
Or if you park in a spot you're not supposed to park.
So this was like a flatbed? Did it pull it all the way up
big
on top?
Flatbed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we had, like, so the motor was running. We had a little bit of a language disconnect. He was wearing a mask. And he was asking me questions. And I legit couldn't really understand, you know, make out what he was trying to say to me. And he was trying to say, can you drive the Jeep up onto it? And I'm like, if I could drive the Jeep up onto it, I would just drive it all the way to work. Yeah, it's like,
or to the
there's something
shop.
Wrong
yeah,
with it. It only drives 8 feet at a time. So, but when that happens, when someone's hooking your car up, I don't care how much of a manly man you are, when someone's hooking your car up to a tow truck, you are the boy.
Oh my God, yeah.
You're just standing there like
like kicking rocks around. You're
like, you can wait in the truck if you want. I'm like, okay. I'll just be in your truck.
Can I honk the horn?
I should have gotten the driver's seat and been like budden.
Can I turn the air conditioner on? Is that okay?
It's hot.
Just bopping up and down.
What does this do?
Hey, I think my Jeep's gonna fall off.
Yeah.
You sure you hooked it up right?
What kind of rental did you get?
So Greg has some cars there, and I have a pretty sweet Pontiac SUV.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't think I've had that one.
No. The last time I had his aunt's car, the boat, like an 18.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a 1999 something
Grand
giant.
Marquis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. And I loved it.
It's like floating.
Yeah. I asked him, I'm like, is this your aunt's car there? And he's like, no, but I got one for you.
Yeah.
Tried driving around a blueberry blue PT Cruiser for a while. I did that for 2 weeks once. Dude. It was awful.
Went to spring training. Oh, so I don't remember what year it was. It might have been like 2012. And I get to the rental car place and there's like nothing there. And they go, here are your cars in spot A7. I get over there and it is a lime green Ford Fiesta.
Hell yes.
And I pulled that into the player's parking lot, baby. And I took some heat.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
133 DGS Wheeler back from his travels. So you lived with our boss for almost a year.
Yeah.
That's
really nice.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Did you disclose the relationship to the company?
No. Amy, no.
How did it go? I mean, you're Wheeler.
Yeah. It was, I'm sure it was challenging for him and his family.
Did you eat meals with them?
Sometimes, but not much. So the house that they had, like they had a living area.
I'm picturing you wearing like Ward Cleaver pajamas at breakfast and stuff.
No.
Yeah, me too.
No, it was cool because the whole lower level was just, they didn't use it very much.
Yeah.
Except for summertime for the pool area. And I hung out.
Did you ever like come upstairs when they were like sitting on the couch and Steve has his arm around his
never,
wife?
I never went upstairs unless I was paged.
Oh, well.
If I got paged, I'd be like, all right, I'll come up. I felt like an ass, too, so I'm like, I don't want to come up there. Yeah. Yeah.
When I was starting here a couple of years ago, and he told me, Steve did, that you were living with him, I was like, what was that like? And he goes, I don't know, he just sat downstairs and ate Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's pretty much, that was the game. That, and I used my Foreman grill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Foreman grill, you know, like the little bar fridge, you have one of those down there.
How many conversations do you think he had with his wife over that amount of time?
I don't know, dude. I tried to protest, and then he was like, no, you're doing it. I'm like, well.
But his wife is like, Steven, if you don't get that man out of our basement, I don't care what he means to the station. Cable Wax can deal with it.
Oh,
that's funny. And he had like, so
it's adorable.
One of his sons is now a grown man.
Yeah,
right. He's in his 20s. And he was little, you know, he's like 7 or 6 or whatever. He just wanted to come downstairs and fight me all the time.
I want to go down. I want to hang out with the man. He's got Mountain Dew and he's got Taco Bell and video games.
Yeah.
You should hear this guy rap.
He's great.
Jimmy, do not go down with a man in the basement.
He's freestyling about living in our basement, Dad.
That's so cute.
Something about mom's spaghetti.
They have guests over. They're like, why does your house smell like Taco Bell?
Yeah.
It's the man that lives in our basement.
Yeah, it's the man in the basement. That could be a sitcom, The Man in the Basement.
Well, especially that man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin, we have company.
Yeah.
Stay downstairs.
Not come upstairs.
Yeah. In fairness, I was gone every weekend. To go back up to Chicago.
But now and then you would like watch a show with them or a movie?
No, I mean like Steve and I would hang and watch sports sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, we would watch, you know, the Cardinals games or whatever. But no.
He says it like it's so regular. It's so obvious that, of course, he lived in Steve's basement, and sometimes they'd hang out and watch sports and movies together.
You know, we happen to have a very cool boss. He's
sometimes
fun.
He would fight.
Nice guy.
Sometimes he would fight our boss's child. It's so regular to
Kevin. Well, no, I mean, I was on the receiving end of the punches.
Would Steve, like, stomp on the floor?
No, I didn't make any noise, man. I was quiet. Except probably when I snored. I probably snored. They probably heard that in the morning.
Kevin had his bell.
I'm sure they have stories to the family, like, oh, my God, do you remember that? It was shaking the floor.
How much would you, would I have to pay you for Kevin to live in your apartment for a year?
Yeah. He'd be like free rent for a year.
But he gets to go with you to all your trips to Chicago.
You know, you pose this question about somebody else we know. And
come on, Raj.
What if one of us had to move in with you?
With Amy?
Who would you pick?
Top and last
Rachel.
Choice.
I mean, Rachel's the easy choice.
No, Rachel. Rachel, you can't pick Rachel. You can't pick Rachel.
Like, the rest of us is like,
obviously, you can't pick Rachel, so who's your first choice?
You gotta pick one of the boys. Raji, Dave, me, or Andrew?
I think I would be the...
I think, Dave, you'd be the second choice.
I think I'd be the least annoying until I stopped trying, and then I would be
But you would at least try for a period of time.
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd give you a good 3 weeks.
Yeah.
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 It's probably fair, but man, I feel like you guys are all nice guys until you pose that question. You're like, I'd rather kill myself.
Yeah.
All right, so pick. rank us in order.
The right answer is none.
Okay, I can tell you exactly what it is. Rachel is the Brewers, and the rest of you are the Central Division. 7 games back.
We're all under 500.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll start there. Start there, Amy. All right, pick one through four.
That is
Kevin,
the best.
Dave. Andrew, me.
You're last.
Me?
You're awful.
Yeah. You would pick Kevin over me?
Raji is really invested.
Andrew has rats in his car. Hey. Kevin doesn't stop talking.
No,
Kevin,
but I have proven
married.
For 30 years I live with a lady.
And has a daughter. So Kevin would be respectful.
Yes.
You would be awful. At least Andrew has a wife.
You would never see me.
Famously good.
No,
to
that's
women,
actually
Chris
a good tiebreaker because all of us have done the whole.
Yeah.
You know, we know how to live with.
Yeah.
Ladies.
You're Andrew.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah.
I would let Kevin live in my house.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Kevin's
live in
my
the
buddy.
Coal room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. As long as it's got Wi-Fi, I'm good.
You got a Pittsburgh toilet down there?
There's some holes.
All right, there you go.
That's fine.
I think Kevin.
He lives in a wooded area. I'll be fine.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah,
you look like woods folk.
I think you have to start with the guys who have wives and daughters or, you know, like that type of thing. And then...
Get to Ranji.
Eventually,
that's me.
Very bottom.
That's me. Oh, darn it.
He's like,
I don't get to live with Amy.
No, you live with Andrew in the cab of a truck.
But you would one day live with Mason Jar, which would be your dream.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You tried to move in with my parents.
That's true. They got a nice house.
Yeah, they do have a nice house.
Yeah.
They probably love you.
Donna and Dave are delightful, too. Yeah.
They really are.
What if we all lived with Amy's parents?
Like the monkeys.
We should do that like a reality show. We all move into the Mark scores. Like growing up Mark scores.
Big brother.
Get a
Amy
sweet
edition.
Car.
But then they get to treat us all. We get to be like raised like we're their kids. Like we have to follow their rules.
Oh, you guys wouldn't live make on their it a day. Yeah.
I'd be real popular on Sundays.
Also,
you opened your mouth. You're out.
Also, they don't live close enough to a Taco Bell.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. Yeah,
couldn't live there.
Yeah, there's DoorDash.
Every time church service started, I'd be like, you know what? They'd be like, you can leave now.
We don't need to hear your little theories.
Yeah, won't you? Shut up about this simulation, piece of crap.
Man, I think I'm trying to do the over-under, like how long I get away without swearing. Two minutes. 2 minutes, three.
Well.
Andrew, what's your order?
For you guys? Mm-hmm.
Just say Rachel's last, just to make us feel better.
Yeah, I'm not counting these two, because then it's like, obviously, those are probably at the top of the list, because they seem like clean.
Why are you discounting them?
That's actually a good point.
Wait, who's clean? Amy and Rachel?
Amy and Rachel, yeah.
Yeah. Ronji, I bet you're clean. Are you clean? Yeah.
I'm not immaculate.
Okay.
I say... that I would happily let Kevin live in my house. And it's true. I'd happily let any of you
We'd
live in my house.
We'd be gaming all the time. It'd be cool.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, between the mice, you're not that discriminating.
This is okay. Hear me out. Hear me out. Shut up.
Yeah, that's true. I don't mind rodents. I'm okay with that.
Hear me out. I think Chris is probably at the top because I don't think Chris.
Nice.
Chris leaves.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that disappears.
True.
Chris is exhausted every Monday because he spends all weekend drinking in Chicago. I never see Chris.
It would be like when Harrison Ford was a fugitive.
Yeah.
He just comes and goes.
Exactly. I wouldn't see him. Yeah. And then I think you're next, Dave, because I don't think, again, I just think that we see enough of each other.
Yeah.
I think that you'd be like.
And I'm clean on the surface.
Yeah, and if we're on different floors, you can do whatever you want. I mean, right. I don't care what goes on down there. Clearly, there was mice down there.
Yeah, if I'm in the coal room.
And then Kevin gets the bottom spot only because Kevin would...
A minute ago, you would love to have him move in.
I would love to have any of you, and I would love to have Kevin, but Kevin would be the one that would expect the most from me as the person living with him, right?
He
would
want
to. He would want to like hang
like
out,
like do stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
I got it.
Like play video games. Like that's
demanding of your time.
And 90% of the time, I'd be fine with that. But 10% of the time, it would drive me crazy.
Okay,
is that because Kevin's so needy, or because you're so cool?
Neither. It's just because like there are times where I wouldn't want to, you know, game with Kevin or whatever, and I just want to do my own thing.
You have to let him down.
Yeah, and I'd have to be like, I don't want to.
Would you fight him every now and then like Steve's son did?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'd fight all the time. It'd be a blast. We'd have a heavy bag down there. We'd have those big, goofy boxing helmets and the big, goofy boxing gloves, and we'd be wailing on each other.
Like the fake sumo wrestler things?
No,
he's talking about the...
Like SpongeBob wears when he does karate. Oh. Yeah. The, like,
I was really picturing the sumo wrestling
game. Yeah, that would be even more fun, though.
My mom, who is listening on the app, so it's like a minute behind, has caught up on the conversation. So Donna just texted 4 of the oh no emojis.
One for each of us. One for each of the boys.
It's just the,
you know what would be great? You know what would be worth it? Is if she had to move one of us in and she picked Rachel and she was a disaster.
Yeah, I'm cursing all the time.
Honestly, the filthiest person I ever lived with was a woman, my friend's sister.
That's hot.
Who took his it wasn't as hot as you think. She was disgusting.
Girls love it when
man.
You say a woman.
A woman.
A woman.
She was
a female.
This woman would cook something in the microwave and forget it was there and then go away for the weekend. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. And I come back and I'm like, what is that smell? And it was in the microwave food she cooked and then just left. She was awful.
That's pretty
Did good. You talk to her about it?
I never saw her. Yeah.
Was she a ghost? I don't understand. What do you mean?
She
never
a ghost?
She was rarely there. I think she had a boyfriend or something. I don't know.
You guys sound close.
We weren't. This is what my friend did to me. The semester was about to start, and he said, I can't live there, but I'm on the lease. Is it okay if my sister takes my spot?
Oh, but you can't do that.
And I said, all right. Well, I was going to get, he was going to get stuck with it, but. Yeah, I'm like, fine, she can't be bad. She was awful. Awful.
Worse than the stripper you lived with?
Oh, he was fine. He just had snakes.
Oh. What about the guy that saved rotted meat and ate it every
Same
day?
Guy.
Okay.
That's the stripper.
Oh.
He must have been very attractive.
He's a handsome... Oh, it's the guy who had the Aspire. Oh, the Ford Aspire that I was talking about.
This guy is something.
Yeah.
He had the
Everything
Aspire.
Everything going against him that looks.
He had a Ford Aspire. He had snakes. He ate raw meat.
Rotted raw meat.
Well, he did that too.
Like aged raw meat?
That's correct.
Kind of thing? Yeah.
He would put it in a jar, like a mason jar, and then he would put it in the fridge and let it sit for 3 to 6 months, and he would take a little bit every week, and he would eat some.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's all is that all he would eat?
No. It's called high meat, and it's loaded with bacteria that's good for your gut, he said.
Oh.
Hmm.
True story.
Was he ripped?
He was in good shape, man. He was, yeah.
I mean,
it'd
be funny if he was a stripper and wasn't.
No, he was in pretty good shape. Yeah.
He's got a dad bod.
He's just an amazing dancer.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Great dancer, too.
Gets out of his Aspire. He's throwing down.
Hey, buddy, can I show you this move? Like, oh, no, dude, please.
And you're like, oh.
Well, hello.
Well,
since you put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay, we should stop talking now.
All right, party at the Mark Scores household.
Too far, get you too far.
All right, I got a new TikTok trend, and I thought I would just show it to you. I don't know this cow's name, but he lives with a dude.
Bruce!
Oh, yeah.
That's Bruce.
That's Bruce.
Yeah.
And he, get out.
He bothers the guy while the guy's eating at the table.
He eats all the guy's food.
Pretty hilarious.
All right.
Bruce has got a good personality.
I can't quite see from there. Is Bruce wearing the sombrero or the guy?
Bruce is wearing the sombrero.
Yeah, he wears sometimes. Yeah. Mostly he's just like trying to nose in and grab the guy's food.
It looks to me, like they both got one on.
Yeah. Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Is he trying to take his tacos?
Yeah, he takes everything.
Yes, he does.
He's Bruce. It makes everything. Me crazy. I remember when I was younger, when there'd be like a television show like Brady Bunch or something. I remember one time the Brady Bunch had an episode where the kids were doing laundry, and of course it bubbles up like crazy. And my mom's like, I can't even watch that because I know someone's going to have to clean that up. And I'm like, what a loser. And now that's me.
Oh.
It's like this cow's eating all of his pasta. I'm like, he's making quite a mess.
I don't think cows are supposed to eat that.
Yeah, Bruce is pretty rude.
Yeah, he's not a good roommate.
No.
Tell you that for free.
He's cute, though.
Yeah.
Well, how about that? One of my weird child boxing things is actually a trend. I don't feel quite so crazy now. I'm glad I shared.
Yeah, other people are watching this stuff, too.
Yeah, it's not so bad. So Apple is getting ChatGPT, which none of us know exactly what that means, but... Once again, I wish I weren't like this. I'm more worried about it than excited.
I hate it.
No, okay.
I'm worried about it.
All right.
Yeah.
In good company then.
Yeah. No, I don't think. I think it's like a Bruce thing. You're not the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't know what I'll use it for, but I'm sure the forces are aligning against me, when it the stuff it can do to me.
I mean, it's going to be like everything else. It's going to be good and bad.
So I just got the breaking news from the Wall Street Journal. It says Apple debuted a personalized version of generative AI. Oop, that will be integrated into the iPhone. It just went blank, but yeah.
So, Rach, you're saying that basically Siri just becomes much smarter.
That's what I would assume would happen is they would integrate that with Siri because we already have the whole personal assistant thing going on. But I'm just speculating. All I saw was Sam Altman's
tweet. So, for example, if Phoebe and I are driving to Colorado, now I can say navigate to Keystone and it goes, okay, 12 and a half hours. I could say, show me all the QTs on the way, and it would be able to do that.
I mean, that's kind of what ChatGPT does now. But I don't know exactly what it would do.
So if there's on Facebook even has that now, their search bar, it just says ask Meta anything or something like that, right? Where you can ask it an open-ended question
this
that's a little less
specific.
This feels
like the first real thing with AI. Because none of us have a quantum computer. And so when we talk about those kind of things and Skynet, it doesn't really affect. But if we're all going to have that in the palm of our hands in a few weeks or months or something.
Yeah, they're calling it Apple Intelligence. And it is going to pull information from across apps all on your phone.
Is it going to be better than the stupid Google search one that gives you dumb answers that are wrong? Well, have you seen that?
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, it is kind of.
Is it going to be
ridiculous.
Like that?
I hope not.
Because the Google thing, it's made things up. It was like, yes, and over half of U.S. presidents have been minorities. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes. Yes.
When
it listed
Google
all the presidents and 17 of them were minorities. No, they weren't.
When you Google stuff now at the very top, it'll tell you it's AI generated.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll give you answers, and they always seem a little off.
There have been a lot of them that are really crazy.
What if AI has already reached... sentience
and it's just messing with us.
With us.
We'll see if they'll buy this one.
Like a big brother.
Yeah.